Assalamu alaikum everyone, and today we are actually going to be talking about which career to choose. A very important question which actually comes to all of our mind when we are in our 20s, when we are in our 18s, when we are in our 19s, right? So in this podcast we are going to be covering about this specific situation, because career is actually going to be a very important part of your life, because you have to spend your whole life doing the thing that you should be loving. Okay, this is the image that has been created by the society for us, that you are going to be becoming an engineer, you are going to be working 24/7 for the job, and you are going to be earning, and that's it, your life is going to end. Okay, same is with the doctor. In our society, we actually have a norm that you have two choices. You can either become a doctor, you can either become an engineer, you can either become a CA, you can either become a very specific job, right? A very specific job portfolio you actually have, where you just have to choose from few different options, which has been given by the society, which you don't even like, but society has told you that these are the things that you should actually choose. And we actually decide our career based on those choices which has been given by the society to us. So how I am going to tell you that you should be choosing your career? First, look at the part which actually focuses on the deen. First of all, if your career is even legal in Islam, is your career is even halal in Islam? This is very important point. If you're going to be happy, if you want to live a very happy life, and your career is something which is haram. For example, you're working at a casino, you're working as a bartender, you're working as a let's say these types of jobs, we know what are the things which are haram for us and what are the things which are not haram for us. So if you're working with these type of jobs, obviously you're not going to be satisfied with it. Obviously you are not going to be living a worthy life. Obviously you are ruining your hereafter as well as this life. What type of impact these jobs are going to be creating in your children's mind? What type of impact it is going to create in your wife's mind or your parents' mind? Okay. Because you have a whole generation which is going to come after you, and you are the one who is a leading inspiration to your own generation, to the generation which is going to come after you as well as the generation in which you are living. For example, if I am actually doing something good, I can motivate 10 people to do that specific job, right? And same is with a person who is doing a bad stuff. He can actually motivate other people to do that specific job, that specific work which is not even legal in Islam. Okay, so first of all, we should actually have the intention of choosing a work which is actually right for us, which is actually going to benefit us, which is actually going to benefit us in this life as well as in the hereafter. So first of all, this is the point which we actually have to care about. Second of all, we just have to see that, okay, which are the interests which actually align with this halal jobs that I actually want to do. For example, I want to open a business which is a halal business, which doesn't do any haram stuff. So just go for it. If you are passionate about it, go for it. If you want to do something which is not a norm in society, so-called norm which has been created by the society, but you want to do it and it is also halal, so just go for it. Find your happiness in the work that you want to do. Okay, same is with I actually see a lot of people who actually come to me in my DMs. They have done the studies of the education of the subjects which they don't like, which their parents told them to do, but now they are regretting it. And the main aim of the graduation or the post-graduation is that you are going to get a job, right? In the end, everyone has to make the money. We are all learning for making money. So they are actually not satisfied with their studies, and resulting to that is that they are actually not getting the job. Obviously, how can a person even get a job in a profession which he or she don't even like? Even if they are actually getting the job, they are actually not satisfied with it. They are not happy with it. And they are living a miserable life. Just because we are getting paychecks monthly, that doesn't mean we are actually happy, right? If a person who is actually making 1 lakh rupees or $1 million a year, So that doesn't mean that he is going to be happy. If his profession is wrong, obviously he's not going to be happy. For example, if there is a drug dealer who is earning in millions, so can you say he will be a happy person? No, of course not. He just have to look into so many things. He just have to stay away from police. He cannot roam freely in this world. He cannot go here and there freely. And second of all, obviously he is doing something which is illegal. Even in the government terms and even in the Islamic terms as well. So the Sharia is also saying that don't do this stuff, and even the laws are also saying that you should not do this stuff. So you're not good even for this world, and you're not good even for the afterwards. Whereas if you're choosing a profession where it is a respected profession, respected in a way that you are actually enjoying it and it is also halal, right? And you are also happy with it. So just go for it. Just convince your parents that, okay, I actually need to be happy in my life, and I want to do something which can actually make me happy, because this is something which I actually have to do for a very longer period of time. So just go for it. And even if your parents are not convinced by it, you can actually just try here and there, do it in a part time, make it full time. You can actually find a lot of loopholes, right? Whatever we do in our life, we actually have a lot of loopholes. Not in Islam. I'm not saying that you should actually start finding the loopholes in Salah. Not that part. Even in the Quran, like, there will be people, okay, these are the verses of the Quran which are actually repeating, so I'm just going to skip it. So don't do it. Obviously Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything about us, so don't do that stuff. I'm just saying that what you just have to do is you just have to find the loopholes in your career. For example, I'm just doing something which I don't like, but I can actually transform my career into something else in a part time. For example, I'm working at a job which is 8 hours, and after that I'm actually free. So I can learn something new which actually interests me. Learning should never be, you cannot say that okay, I have actually got the job and now I'm going to stop learning. Learning begins when you are getting the job, or even when you're starting a new career, or even if you're learning for a career when you're actually in the college or in the schools, right? So learning is something which you should actually never stop. That's how you're actually going to succeed in life, and even in the hereafter. Even if you're not going to be learning about Islam, you're not going to be knowing that, okay, what Islam is actually saying to us. That's why a lot of people actually don't know what are the things which are haram for us and what are the things which are actually halal for us. And it is even surprising, it is completely off the topic, but I actually want to tell you that it is very surprising that whenever you're going to be telling people that, okay, this is something which Islam says is haram, and they are going to be like, oh, this is so much common and we didn't even know that this thing is actually haram for us. For example, tell to a lot of people, I have actually told about adultery and fornication to a lot of people. Like, people are going to be saying, okay, yeah, adultery is something which is incorrect because you are just cheating your partner, right? What about the fornication? People are going to be like, okay, this is something which is very common in the society, but they don't know that Islam is saying that you should not do it. So this is the lack of knowledge. This is the lack of learning. This is the lack of will that we actually have. So same is with your career. If you're having a lack of will, if you're having a lack of learning, if you're lacking in knowledge, obviously you're not going to be finding the happiness, and obviously you're not going to be successful in your career. Same is with the perspective that even if you're doing something in your career, you're doing your 100%, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not there with you. How? When you're not praying, when you are not reading the Quran, when you are not fasting, when you are not giving the zakat, when you have the money and you're not going to the Hajj. So many things that we have to do. You're not being kind to the people. You are lacking manners. You're lacking your, you're not giving charity. You're not giving sadaqah to people. And you're not talking with kindness to your neighbor. You're not helping your neighbor. You're not talking to your relatives. So many things Quran actually teaches us, and we are actually not doing it. So obviously you're not going to be finding the success. So what you just have to do is do what you like. Give your 100%. Obviously you have to do a lot of hard work. There will be a lot of hardships. And always remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in whatever things that you are doing. That is very, very important. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not convinced with you, no matter whatever you are going to be doing in your world, maybe you can do quite well in it, but you're not going to be finding the inner happiness in you. And that is very important. Like in our age, like if we are, like for example, I am 22, and at my period of age, people are more into money. They are like, okay, I actually need money, I need to do this, I need to do that, and stuff like that. But once you are stable, you're going to be thinking about your life. You're going to be thinking like, dude, I have wasted like my 4 or 5 years in just thinking that I have to get settled, I have to do this, I have to do that. And this actually created a chaos in my mind. That is what is going to happen. I'm just telling you, I'm just reassuring you that this is something which is actually going to be happening to you in your future. If you're in my age, if you're in the age group of mine, 21 to 25. So even in the 18 and 19, people also, I just said 80s and 90s, obviously not 18 and 19, people actually think about it. So just think of it, just ponder upon this wisdom. Like, this is wisdom. I am not a person who can actually give wisdom. I am actually completely new to this scenario as well. But I am just sharing my own experience. And it is very small. I know I can be wrong as well. But this is something which is helping me. And I believe that this can also help you out as well. Because we are here to guide each other, right? If there is something which I am incorrect at, I will be having hopes in my brothers and sisters that they are going to be correcting me. And same is with the person who is not doing well, and I have the duty to correct them, right? That's how we grow as a community. When we say the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, this is what we mean, unity, right? So about the career, let's just go back to the career, because we actually diverted from it quite a lot. So if you actually, you can also switch your career to the other career as well. This is also the choice that you actually have. And a lot of people in today's generation do it. It is not something which is new. People actually do it. But we tend to stick to one career as well. If you're not finding happiness, try find another job for you. Maybe this was not the job for you, and you can actually do quite better in it. Same is with the people who are actually currently doing the wrong jobs, and they want to get to a good job. They want to do, they realized, okay, this is a thing which is not for me, and I actually want to improve on it. I want to actually, let's just say, I don't like this job, and I want to do a good job, which is something where I can actually find my happiness, where I can be happy. So you can actually do this stuff. You can be like, okay, let's just leave this thing, or let's just continue with this. And in heart, just remember, okay, this is something wrong, and I will be trying my best to stay away from it as soon as possible and try to find a new job or a new career. And a lot of people have done it. Even a lot of people I actually know in my personal life have actually done it. So it is easy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to make it easy for you if you have the will. If you're going to be like, okay, I need a change. I want to change myself. I want to change the environment around myself. And obviously Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to help you. If you're going to be stepping towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is also going to step towards you. That's how it works. But what we actually do is, we actually step away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are running away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then we actually ask that whether He is going to help us or not. Obviously not. How can you expect your creator to help you when you are the one to whom He sent to the earth with one purpose only, that you have to worship Him? Like, that's the creation. Allah made humans and the jinn. Allah says in the Quran, in Surah Jinn, I suppose. I'm not sure about it, so I'm not going to quote the whole surah and the verse. You can actually search it on internet. And so the verse actually says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the mankind and the jinn to worship Him only. But we are actually not doing it. If you're going to be doing it, obviously He is going to help you. If you're not going to do it, He is not going to help you. So when you are away from Islam and then expecting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help you, this is not going to happen. Even if it is going to happen, you're not going to be having a good hereafter. You're not going to be having a good life as well. You're not going to be happy. Obviously, anyone can actually have money. That is not a factor. But relating money to the happiness, that is not going to happen at all. So think upon it, and it is easy to find a new career. It is easy to make a career into things that you actually like, and stop chasing the crowd. Do what you like, convince your parents about it, but be very, very careful when you are trying something which is out of the blue. For example, if I actually have a purpose, I want to do engineering, I want to become a front-end engineer, and I want to develop websites and stuff like that, right? So I actually have a vision, right? And I can actually go with this vision. If you're comfortable with this ladder, go with this one. If you're comfortable with other ladders, go with those one. Choice is yours. Be happy in what you do. And look at all of the outcomes when you are actually thinking about it. For example, if I'm doing something which is not even earning me money, in the end, you want money. Especially boys, especially men, they actually want money. So do something which can also be, which can also create some financial support to you as well. Because in the end, you also want to run your families. So it is also going to help you as well in the end. So take a lot of thinking into it and think about it. And you're actually going to be finding the optimal solution. Pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. It is such a beautiful thing that you can actually do, which is basically just ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for help. And He is going to help you, inshallah. Obviously, He is going to help you. Just pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever you are choosing, whatever step that you are actually taking in life, pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do istikhara prayer. Wake up for tahajjud and pray. Wake up for fajr and pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And inshallah, just see the changes that you are going to be seeing in life. And I'm going to be ending with this podcast. And let's see how it is going. And because I'm actually posting it after, I think the last podcast was actually on, it was on January, and now we are actually in April. It is 3rd April, so I actually took a very huge gap, but inshallah, I will try to maintain a consistency in the podcast, and I hope it was beneficial for you, and share it to other people. They can also find it beneficial as well. And now we also have a dedicated Islamic account for the podcast, where I'm also going to be uploading the podcast, and you can actually listen to those podcasts directly from Instagram. So that can also help you a lot. So Jazakallah khair for listening, and take care of yourself. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.